Jason's 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, "Hey, Marky"? It might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Edition. A lot of feedback from a headphones question that I asked this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We'll ask where young Riley Yauch and old Mark Tauscher stand on it. I feel like Tausch, and correct me if I'm wrong, has become obsessed is too strong of a word, but intrigued. Fascinated.
Protein with, muffins?
Definitely.
Another one
not.
Downy. Eleanor, another one down.
I'm so glad that you abandoned your force feeding of your daughter those and you're eating them yourself. Ever since you started eating them, you look like you've put on some muscle. You're really yoked up from eating those protein
Thanks.
Muffins. Yeah, you're welcome. To finish my thought, Tausch, I think, might be. He's really into. The fact that Ken Griffey Jr. took a iconic photo of Rory McIlroy after he won the Masters, and this idea of sporting events without access to your phone edition. Yeah. Of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. What happened to the music, Riley? ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and everything you could possibly need on the brand spanking new ESPN Wisconsin app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is speaking to college students at Bradley University in Peoria, Illinois. So in his stead, our cousin sub of the day is Riley Yauch. Riley, has there been date number two yet that we could discuss during Woe Riley?
Yes, there has been.
Oh, sweet.
And we can discuss it if you'd like.
Okay. Yeah. Is there going to be a date number three?
I'm leaning no.
Oh,
we definitely want to discuss.
Can't wait for Woe Riley now. And from his undisclosed location, he's the Packers Hall of Famer who wants us to go to Packers games without our cell phones.
No.
He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. Correct me.
Good morning, Jason.
Correct me.
What's your so I want to make sure because I felt like you were agitated yesterday. I don't want you agitated today. I listened back. I thought we had a really fun show yesterday. I sensed you're agitated. I don't mind you getting agitated. I think it's good. So I want you to talk about your headphone bit before I get into, don't mischaracterize my cell phone talk. I will get into that, but what is your headphone deal that you're so fired up about?
So I brought this up with Gabe and Chewy. No Jen today on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. So it was a Dude Tuesday. And we got new phones. I am a cheapo when it comes to
my... Did you discount from your Verizon guy?
I did.
Did he hook you up?
I did. Andy Brady took good care of me. I got white glove treatment because we had so much fun talking to him on Feel Good Friday. But I have historically... I am not upgrading my phone until I have reached the end of paying off the previous one. And so... I was reluctant. But, you know, with the uncertainty with this whole tariff thing that's going on and having some issues, as you've talked about previously, that toward the end of the lifespan of an Apple iPhone, you start having some issues.
They suck the battery, so they force you to buy a new phone.
Inspired by our buddy Andy joining us.
They've paid a fine. They've done it, and they're doing it again.
And the fact that we had our big promotion for the Road to the Draft sweepstakes that we did with Verizon, I said, you know what? I'm going in. We're getting new phones. So
did
we got
you call or text Andy to get a discount?
I texted Andy to thank him for coming on the program.
Oh, you did that to get the discount, though.
And I said,
you didn't
no.
just.
When
you didn't
he was
just
on,
text him to say when, thanks for coming on
no,
the
no,
show.
No. When he was on, I said,
oh, boy.
Coincidentally enough, God. I am headed to the Verizon store in Green Bay today, and he was on as a guest. I thanked him for coming on. I just wanted him to know that it wasn't BS. I was literally on my way to the Verizon store after the show ended, and then he helped me out, which was great. I very appreciated.
You played the game. You played the game. It's like when Elaine was trying to get that dress, the dress on a discount, and he was using him. So he kind of was, okay, let's do this, and you did this. And it turns out both parties were happy with the scenario. So good work, Jason.
I think we
How
I
big
think,
of a discount you get?
Enormous. We call it the Tauscher discount.
I don't know what that means.
It's big. It's huge. Huge discount. But here's the problem. Okay. The new iPhone 16s have a new port at the bottom. So it's got a different charger and thus a different type of headphone. And if you remember when you bought your iPhone years past, it came with a set of wired corded headphones.
Yes, yes.
I don't like the iPods. I don't trust them.
AirPods.
Yes, the ears without a string. AirPods.
Yes. iPod is the old
switcher. I misspoke, which... Well,
you like to be correct.
I appreciate the correction, So, I found them. You could buy them independently, but I think they assume that everybody now is going to use AirPods because that's what people do. It's 2025. I prefer corded headphones. It's me and Aaron Rodgers on the beach.
Yeah, if you're field tap apping and you're doing a show, if
right.
we're on remote, sounds a lot better with wireless than it does AirPods. Because I prefer AirPods, but when I do the show, I always have to do this because Jesse will tell me it sounds better. And I am always looking, what can we do to be better? How do we improve?
So I think that I am in a distinct minority in 2025 that I still want my corded, connected headphones. And
I think for anyone in the podcast world, now, if you're just talking about going for a walk, listening to your favorite podcast, AirPods. Nobody wants to go wired on that. You're not wired when you're walking your dogs, are you?
I only use them. I only use corded headphones.
You're in the minority on that, for sure.
So Jen, Gabe, and Chewy pulled this after my segment ended. Joshy DiMaggio put it on the poll.
Big cat.
And as of right now, 79.2% Bluetooth, 20.8% wired. So I figured with Riley on,
sounds right.
who is a young person,
because like a legit young person,
like yes, as opposed
he's actually
to,
young,
right? I was told that there are some young people that are pushing back now because all of us boomer crowd are using AirPods that they've gone back to wired headphones. Is that true, Riley, or did I get bad intel?
I'm not going to say you got bad intel. I just know that myself and none of my friends are going back to corded earbuds or headphones or the like. So I don't know who's doing that, But I could see that being some countercultural statement these days.
Countercultural statement. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, I'm a wireless guy. Unless we're at work, then I'll have the big earmuffs on, which are great.
Yeah, I've also seen young people with the wireless big earmuff headphones. Those have also apparently made sort of a comeback.
At the gym, yeah, you'll see a lot of people with the Beats on, the big puffy ones. Basketball tournaments, I remember in middle school, they were really popular.
Middle school, that was like 3 years ago for you.
Yeah, darn near.
So, Tausch, you have AirPods? You use them?
I do.
When you go on your, like, your walks
and hockey
walker. Practice?
Yeah, when I would walk at hockey practice and listen to various podcasts, etc., I'm an AirPod guy. Only time I use the wireless, or the wired, is when I'm on remote doing a show. If I'm moving to California for 2 weeks, or if I'm out in wine country or whatnot, that's
Japan.
Typically what I like doing.
You were in Japan. Yeah. Did you see a lot of people with wired headphones walking around in Tokyo or Hiroshima?
I literally don't think I saw. I don't think I saw any.
Okay, I'm behind the times. I'm old school. All right. Now, I appreciate you giving me the floor for that. By the way, if you want to chime in on this, because they were flooded with texts on the Carbless Talking text line during my segment on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. It is 844.
Take your best stuff over to Big Cat. It's good.
Well, I like to try stuff out, and you don't usually have much interest in what I bring to the show. So 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless talk and text line. Liz is more. All right. I don't want to mischaracterize your position on phones, which this is a good segue into.
So do I need to get a new phone? What is there anything new on this? Because I don't even know what year my phone is. I know my wife got a new phone last year. I don't want to change phones. I don't like the process. I don't like having to get all the new stuff that you just are going through.
Yeah.
But they are sucking my battery again. Like, it is now getting to the point where I can't get through a day and the battery's not dead. So they continue to do what they've done in the past. And I'm sure they'll have a nice settlement again and blah, blah, blah. But it forces you to go get a new phone. Is there something special about this new phone that is needed, or is it about the same old, same old, same old?
So I will just say this. I don't know how much of a photographer or videographer you are personally with your phone.
Well, I just did that Kohler Services.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Woof.
Beautiful.
Woof.
Woof, woof. Double woof.
If we discovered this yesterday at Maddie's track meet, the quality of the video and photos on an iPhone 16 compared to, I think we were on 13s, that's the last time we got phones, is night and day, like ridiculously higher quality. So if you're taking videos of baseball games or softball games or gymnastics meets, enormous upgrade. So I would recommend it from that perspective as a sports dad. You just can't take it to the Masters or a Packers game sometime this season. What is your plan exactly? Some might accuse you of engagement farming, I believe is the phrase that Big Cat used. But you were like up to like 1,000 likes on this. You were inundated with replies.
How is that engagement farming?
You're growing engagement. Yeah, you're growing engagement.
You're
tilling the soil.
Listen, man, I ain't getting monetized. I don't make money on Twitter. I do it strictly for the show. And I am intrigued because, A, I think this is going to skew on the J.R. Ewing Gilligan's Island side of our show, where it is a little bit older. I think there is some merit to when you see what you saw on Sunday, the Masters, and everybody engaged and not on their phones. I'm not saying we're going to go back to that in society. I would like that, but I know that's not feasible. What can happen, and what I think could be a lot of fun, there are retro nights at hotels and at bars. There is disco night. There's 80s nights. There's 90s nights. Why not do a cell phone free night at Lambeau? And it's real simple. We do one a year. You're going to end up getting a partner out of it. You get they're going to be phone booths. You get back the old phone booth era. Have a U.S. Cellular or a Verizon or somebody come in and set up old setups where people can still go down to a phone booth and make a call. And you just pick one of the three division games, and we make it cell phone free for that one night. That's it. I think it would be roundly appreciated, and I think you do it on the season when you're going to have 9 home games. And if you can't live without your phone for the game, give your tickets up, sell them, and go and let somebody else go. And I would bet it is a raging success if they do that at Lambeau Field. A raging success.
As of right now, engagement farmer Mark Tauscher, who posted this 17 hours ago. Well, you're a farmer by nature. We've heard about your history as a dairy farmer. Now you're farming engagement. 76 replies, 960 likes on Twitter.
Okay.
So it is a popular question. And from what I'm seeing, I know you did this for the show. You know I know that. What I'm fascinated by is that it certainly appears to be heavily, heavily weighted toward, yeah, let's do it. I'm up for that.
Yeah.
So we can put it in poll form and see how people respond.
Sure. I think a poll form would be fun.
But I'm curious what drawbacks have you considered to your phoneless game?
Prize Picks. The biggest one for me as a great partner with Prize Picks, you can't Prize Picks during the game. That's the biggest one.
Okay.
In case of emergency, we can't meet up. Tickets. Well, the tickets is easy. You get a hard copy ticket. It's a collector's item. That is not an issue at all. Then there was somebody that asked, well, what about the people working? Well, you can get by without a phone. You can take notes and write down your stuff. I don't need you to tweet what's going on during the game. It could be, let's watch the game.
Mm-hmm.
So is it going to be convenient for everybody? No. But how fun would it be? People are always saying, Lambeau's got to be more engaged. Lambeau needs to be louder. Lambeau's got to have fans that are up and at him and doing it. This would give you a glimpse into what that might look like. And it's once a year. I would love to say
every
let's do it forever.
Year.
I don't know. I want to test it.
You got to beta test this. Home games. So you said every
I don't know. I think you could do it if it's as successful as I believe it will be. I think it'll happen. I think this could be a yearly deal. You get a game day partner that will jump on this. You could start retroing all this cool stuff. Like, it could be a real needle mover. Nobody has done this but the Masters. Did anybody say anything but awesome things about what happened? I bet the people that had to give up their cell phones there were fine with it. Or they went. So I believe that this would be roundly applauded by Packer Nation if this happens.
So among the responses you got, and again, I'm curious. I would love to take calls on this because when I saw your tweet, I thought, this is a really interesting idea, which is not always what I think when I see your tweets. But more often than not, that is what I think. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. My favorite response, though, was from Jake, who said, as long as everyone agrees to do the wave correctly and at the right times. So they got to coordinate that without cell phone usage. But the response that caught my eye, Matt Meitner, who I think is our buddy that runs Sit Means Sit Dog Training.
Oh.
As someone who was at Augusta on Thursday, I am an emphatic yes. Took me 4 to 5 hours to stop thinking about the outside world, made me realize there is a problem there. Going to set some better expectations and boundaries for myself when I get home. So not only Did he enjoy the peace and quiet of not being tethered to his phone during his trip to the Masters? He now is going to alter his phone usage back in the real world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think you might be on to something.
Good luck, Matt. Good luck, Matt. And by the way, Matt,
he does run a business. Yeah.
The Tauscher family getting very close. I think we might be having some news here in the next 3 to 4 months, FYI.
Wow. Maybe. There's going to be a wide gap in age between Max and Eleanor and your newborn. I hope it's a dog. I hope it's a dog. I hope it's a dog. All right. 844-770-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. Are you on board with Tausch's idea? Now, we've got Evan Cohen coming up at 9:30, so we'll check a couple of texts next, and then we'll take calls after we're done with Evan. We'll ask Evan about this, too, where he stands on this. But before we can do any of that, there may be no cell phones at a Lambeau Field game, just like there's no drafts at Pella because of their well-constructed windows.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of buzz. Draft is what? 10 days
Nine days out?
Up in Green Bay, a lot of buzz. You're not going to find any draft seeping through your new Pella windows and doors from Wisconsin. In fact, you should make Pella your number one pick because right now you can take advantage of no interest financing options or free glass upgrades. Their talented designers and installers can match your home's unique decor through seamless customizations. Certain restrictions do apply. The deal ends on April 30th, so place your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Are you in? Are you in on the idea of a no-cell phone Packers game at Lambeau Field, inspired by the Masters? Which, just to be clear, you've played that course. Have you attended the actual Masters?
I have not. I have not.
And you don't feel like you have a phone addiction problem? You
feel like you manage that pretty well? No, okay. I mean, I'm not great with it. I'm actually, we've had this discussion numerous times. I am thinking about doing a go 1 week without the phone. Over in Japan, I barely use the phone. Mm-hmm. Here... Yeah, I have an addiction like I think 90% of Americans do. I think we all have addiction problems.
So are you in on Tausch's idea of a cell-phone-less game at Lambeau?
Well,
I know you're in. It's your idea. But are others? 844-770-3776. That's the Carbless Talk and Text line. We'll get some of your thoughts next. It's Wilde and Tausch. Game at Lambeau Field. Just one. It's a one-time deal. Each season, maybe. This is from the mind of Mark Tauscher. We will take your calls on this after we talk to Evan Cohen, so don't start dialing, but you can start texting to the Carbless Talk and Text line, 844-770-3770. Riley, do you have any texts so far? I'm guessing they're rolling in.
Yeah, we actually have a lot of good ones. Mike from Madison, though, he says, not a bad idea, but I kind of roll my eyes because people will bring cell phones regardless. Tausch, is there anywhere they're going to have security, like frisking people to make sure they don't bring in their phones?
Well, there'll be, I mean, you could detect cell phones, right? Like they have technology to decipher if there's a cell phone. And if you're busted with a cell phone, you get thrown out the game. So.
Nice.
You're booted.
It's going to be worth it? I don't know.
All right. What about from Rick from DeForest, a more sentimental question? What if the game that you have tickets to and also happens to be your kid's first time at a Packer game? How would you be able to capture those memories? Rick from
Madison. Interesting question. Ken Griffey Jr. will take your photo for you.
There will be photographers there that you can, you can get photos with. Absolutely.
All right. We want to get to Evan on time.
the question
guys,
that I
find, like, hey guys, we lived a full and some would say more fulfilling life in the 80s, 90s, and early aughts without cell phones. We can live without cell phones. We can.
I get it. The one thing I'm curious about is how exactly, like, I'm guessing most people just know the rule at Augusta so they don't bring their phone to begin with, right? Like, they okay. leave it in the car, they, whatever. Sure. I am curious, what would you have a collection program at the gate at Lambeau Field? You're talking 80,000 people. You would advertise this. You would have the Packers PR department putting out press releases. We're trying, you know, this is a big deal. Be part of the throwback Thursday night game at Lambeau Field where we'll have no cell phones, etc.
It'll be a noon Sunday. It's going to be a noon Sunday game, though, just for
you think so?
But yeah, I don't want a night game. And then there's issues that come up. It's got to be a noon game.
Well, I am curious what you do with all the people's phones and how you get them back to them. The logistics of that are my only question.
Take it back to the car. Just like if you bring a person that's too big, it's on you. Figure it out. I'm not going to sit here and put a bunch of lock boxes up. Like, well, maybe we'll put up some lockers and you can put phones in. I don't know. That's up to the Packers. I ain't getting into all that.
You're just
but
the
it's
idea
on you.
Guy. Yeah.
Well, no, you can't bring, like, you have to bring stuff in a clear plastic bag now. You can't bring in a big old bulky purse. Mm-hmm. So figure it out.
Quote, figure it out. Figure it out when it comes to banking as well. If you haven't made the switch to Associated Bank, what's your holdup? What are you waiting for? Best customer service in the industry. Packers checking, Brewers checking, Badgers checking, credit monitoring, fraud protection, early pay. Get access to your money up to 2 days early. All kinds of great reasons to switch to Associated Bank. So if you haven't made the switch yet, now's the time to do it. Go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike. Would he be on board with Tausch's idea?
He's not going to be. He won't be.
Do you think it's because it's your idea?
Part of it, but he's addicted to his phone more than probably almost anybody. So he'll stay home. He won't go.
We'll see. Maybe he'll surprise us next.
Nope.
It's Wilde and Tausch. That music means it's time for Evan Cohen. The problem is we've run into a technical difficulty. So we are working on reconnecting with him, but at the moment we don't have him. So we're working on it. Once we have him, I am curious, Tausch, what makes you think he is going to poo-poo your idea? What percentage of it is it's your idea? And what percentage of it is his connection to his cell phone?
I would say 90-some-odd percent is the connection to his cell phone and the fact that he's a phone junkie. And he can't – I would bet his phone – you know how you get that little alert at the end of the week? How many hours you used on your phone? There's no way he's under 10 a day. So that's what I would say is the main culprit to why he would be – pushing back on the no phone game.
How high do you think you are on that?
Well, I know how high I am.
Higher or lower than Evan Cohen? Lower.
Less.
Right?
Yeah, less.
More or less. So, Prize Picks.
The way I look at it, I'm obviously 3 hours on the show. I'm checking it. I'm on my phone. I'm doing stuff. So when I was in Japan, it was, I think, 5 minutes a day. I think is what I averaged.
Nice.
Which was awesome. Yeah. It was a little bit more than that when I'm here.
He's on his phone now because he joins us from Unsportsmanlike. It is Evan Cohen on Wilde and Tausch. Evan, good morning. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
We're great. So Tausch has an idea. I'm going to let him give it to you. And because I have a theory that because it's his idea, it makes you less likely to jump on board, and we'll see if I'm right or wrong.
Okay.
Tausch, the floor is yours.
All right, so Evan, we saw the success of the Masters and how engaged the fans were. We saw the crowd of patrons watching Rory intently. Nobody threw the scope of a cell phone. It was all through soaking it up in real time and just enjoying the moments. And Ken Griffey Jr. actually gets the moments on film for all to see. They don't allow cell phones in. My idea is that Lambeau Field and the Green Bay Packers should be trailblazers in the NFL on this. And not every game, one game per season, you just say, we're old school in this bad boy. Nobody brings cell phones into the game. We're going to engage with our crowd. And it's no cell phone Sunday at Lambeau. And I think that will take off. Crowd will be more engaged. It's going to be a throwback type of deal. What say you, Evan Cohen?
Yeah, it's interesting. I've thought, so the blank-less event, right, the cell phone-less event is basically what you're saying. I would be interested in, like, a Wilby and Tausch where it's like a Tausch speak-less show, right? Like, maybe you don't talk during the show. I thought about that as a good bit as well. You know what you've just done? And I don't think you intended to do this. But I'm being dead serious, Tausch. You just called out Packers fans. Because you're basically saying they're not engaged. In... Yes, you did. Why would you need a cell phone-less game?
You can say that. That's not what I'm saying.
I'm not saying
you can
that.
Say what you want.
Well,
here's what I am saying.
There, fans
hey,
would be more engaged. Hey.
Yeah, I think
this is going
don't
exactly
you believe,
as I expected it to.
Don't you believe people are going to be more engaged when they're sitting there looking at what's going on, and they're going to be more engaged than if they're looking through their cell phone videoing it. Is that not a fair assessment? Come on.
I mean, maybe, but how?
No,
but
no, no
how
maybe.
Can someone not say
what
this?
Do you mean maybe?
No, but Tausch. Then clearly.
Todd.
The Packers fans need to be more engaged. That's what you're saying. That there at least needs to be one That's game not... where there's max engagement.
I mean, that is what, not what I'm saying, but I will say this.
Want.
What?
You can sigh all you want. The reality is
I will.
You're trying to come up with a
hey,
way.
Evan.
For fans to be more engaged.
No, I want to see what that looked like, and I think fans that were there and our buddy Matt Meitner from Sit Mean Sit Dog, he just said, "Hey, it was awesome. I can't believe I forgot how disengaged I am. I was engaged. I'm going to change my cell phone habits." Now, whether or not he's going to do it, I don't know. But the people that were there, I think, all appreciated the fact that all the pro athletes, Caitlin Clark and all these folks that were there, loved it because it was just about the event. That is not the case in sports anymore. Everybody's about Instagramming and capturing it. So you can sit there and try to say what you think I'm thinking, which isn't what I'm thinking. What I'm saying is everybody that goes without a cell phone is going to be more engaged, and it would be fun to see how fans reacted in that because it's been 15 years since people have done it. That's my point.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. On that, let's say it's a Sunday, on that Sunday afternoon where the Green Bay Packers say, you know what, no cell phone. Nobody's allowed in with a cell phone. Do you think what do you think then happens on that Sunday for the fan experience and for the players on the field relative to that fan experience? What happens?
I do think the fans will be more engaged. I do.
What does that mean? Cheer louder, pay more attention, and thus cheer at the right times? What does that mean exactly?
Not doing the wave when the offense is on the field. I think they'll be more engaged. Yes. Just like I think you'd be more engaged if you're not on your phone when you're doing your show. You know what I mean?
It's like
you're
going to
be more.
Right now.
That's pretty good.
A lot of fans that feel the same
good.
Way. So
that's pretty good.
Go ahead, hang up. Go ahead, call your bluff. Let's see what you got.
Can I just interrupt just briefly to and I can't believe I'm doing this, but defend Evan Cohen's position. That's because fair. I think there were a lot of folks that replied to you, Tausch. I think you're taking Evan's comment the wrong way. I think it is a fair critique to suggest that fans do need to be more engaged in the game and in the moment,
right?
And paying yes. closer attention. And this is not a statement necessarily on Packers fans specifically. I think you could make this argument for sports fans at games writ large. Everyone is this way.
Yeah.
So,
and I'm surprised, Jason, off of this, I'm surprised the businessman that one Mark Tauscher is, that he didn't come up with this part of it. So if you think about Tauscher's angle, fans will be more engaged and have a better time without their cell phone. Mm-hmm. Some fans would then say, well, wait a minute, I'm not there to check my phone. I'm there to have access to family and loved ones in a, God forbid, just-in-case scenario that now in 2025 we have the access to that we didn't have in 1925,
agreed.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I am surprised, knowing one Mark Tauscher, that the suggestion was not made that the entirety of Lambeau is cell phone less unless you pay to bring your cell phone in.
No. Not everything's about the mighty dollar. Like, it's not.
For you, this is it one.
No. No, it's not. This is not going to be it. It is a cell phone free game. Period.
Do you believe? Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
For the eight or nine home games that the Packers have every year, do you believe? Yep. How would you grade currently fan engagement, letter grade, for the eight or nine home games the Packers?
Ooh, good question.
Every year? What would the grade be?
I can only go off of the games I was at, and I get to two, maybe three a season. I would say
B+.
B+. Is what I would say.
If they had the cell phone rule for the entirety of the season, just for argument's sake, what would the letter grade, your guesstimation, be for fan engagement?
A.
So, in other words, you believe fans can do better.
Yeah.
I believe all sports fans can be better. I believe
Masters. You said Lambeau.
I would bet.
You said Lambeau.
Homer. Hey, Homer. I would bet that the Masters fans, the patrons, would tell you that they were more engaged, that they enjoyed their sporting experience
right.
more by not having their phone. That's what I would
you
bet.
You may be right. You may be right. But again,
you
if
may be
you
crazy.
Are right, and this man has to be
might just
a lunatic,
be a lunatic you're looking for.
Yeah.
I don't think that's one of his best songs. Let me just say that.
Fair.
I mean, Scenes from Italian Restaurant is better. Let's be honest on that. A Time to Remember, or whatever the hell that's called, is better.
Uptown Girl?
Downeaster. No. Downeaster Alexa maybe his best song. Extremes, very underrated. Captain Jack, underrated. Allentown, which was not supposed to be called Allentown, but the city in Pennsylvania he wanted to use didn't work in the actual
okay.
song.
Okay. Okay. Get back to your point. I'm not interested. Get back to your point.
If you could talk a little more about the show Dallas, you'll get Tausch back.
You think Billy
if you want
Joel
to get into talking about Christy Brinkley, I'm on board. But if you're going to continue to go down Billy Joel songs, I'm out.
All right, Alexa, right? Okay, so the point that I'm making that is you can say, that's his daughter, you can say,
okay.
very simply, the fan experience and the fan participation would be better without cell phones. And you are, whether you like it or not, you're calling out Packers fans. You are.
I'm not. You can if you want. I'm not. I'm calling out sports.
I'm
fans.
Not. I've this been is to a... three, the two Packers
no, you just
games
did.
In my life.
And all this Wisconsin love that you've been given on your show for Visit Wisconsin, I'm very surprised that you would do that, Evan.
I'm thrilled to be going there next week. I am very excited. There's an event that we're doing. We discussed today what our walk-up music would be because Brian D., ESPN Wisconsin, ESPN Milwaukee, said, what do you guys want the walk-up music to be at this event that we're doing? and we had a debate on the air today. We took calls, and we decided it's going to be the Bulls entrance music for MJ is what we're going to walk up to.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm very excited. You can spin it any which way you'd like. Here's the headline. Riley can put it out there, who I thought was Jesse when I talked to him for 10 minutes and had no idea it wasn't Jesse. Riley can put it out there. At Wilde and Tausch. The new ESPN Wisconsin app. Mark Tauscher. Semicolon or whatever that is. Packers fans can do better.
You're an idiot.
Just to be fair, wouldn't you agree that Miami Heat fans could do better too? And New England Patriots fans could do better?
They don't even show up. Heat fans don't even show
that
up.
That is not
games.
True. Trust me, you
Evan
walk
Cohen
in that building.
Said Miami Heat you fans are the worst in fans in NBA.
Oh, shush.
Interesting.
I promise you.
Very interesting.
You walk
Pat
Riley about that. Pat Riley's not happy with Evan Cohen. Wow.
You're going to want a phone.
Udonis Haslam not happy with Evan Cohen pictures. This morning. Oh, boy.
Wow. That's not even funny. Yeah. That's not funny. Don't even do that.
Hey, Evan, speaking of the NBA, I have a beef that I would like to address with you and Tausch, since you both are NBA experts and you both have the experience of that extensive knowledge. What is it about the NBA that it's more compelling to talk about where guys might be headed and who might be going where and less about the actual games that are occurring? Like, I saw you guys talking about Giannis and what might happen if the Bucks check out in the first round again. And I feel like it's not specific to unsportsmanlike. It's the entire NBA ecosystem so right. fascinated by this guy plays for this team, but this could happen next. And I feel like it's been that way for a long time. Am I wrong in feeling that way?
No, but the draft, where college players are picked teams and trades are made and we speculate about where they go, is coming to the city you live in next week. And
oh,
no
don't get me don't get me started on the NFL draft industrial complex and all the mock drafts and everything else. I'm not a fan of that either.
I mean, you don't like speculation with anything. So
it's a fair criticism.
You're turned off by, right. It's not a criticism. It's a fact. You're turned off by reckless speculation hypotheticals. The world that Tausch and I live in as NBA fans, other NBA fans embrace that in a way where if Tausch and I are on the phone and we're like, hey, you think the Bucks would ever trade Dame? We're not having a weird conversation that no other NBA fan would have. It's just embraced more in the NBA, and the games, you're right, are not talked about as much as NFL games. Obviously, nothing is. But it's not like the NFL also doesn't, do reckless speculation. I don't know if there's been a day since the season ended that we haven't talked about where Aaron Rodgers could end up. And he hasn't played a game.
That's fair. There is a lot
Am
of
I
that.
Wrong, Tausch?
Well, you for sure have talked a lot about Aaron Rodgers. There's no doubt about that. Unsportsmanlike has. No question.
That wasn't the question that I was at. You weren't listening to anything that clearly just happened. That wasn't the question.
I was on my phone. I was on my phone. I was disengaged because I could be better if I wasn't on my phone.
Who are you texting with? I'd like to know.
Don't worry about it.
Matt LePay.
No, go ahead.
Pat Riley. I just texted Pat Riley.
Pat Riley. I texted LePay before I came on here today.
Okay.
I did not include Tausch on the text.
Oh, wow. That's
How
great.
About that? That's, really That's got to bother you.
That's good.
Yeah.
That doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah. A little
all
bit.
Right. Well, thanks, Evan. That was a good set today for you.
That's it? You didn't even – I had a whole big
– What okay, else you got? What else you got?
Yeah.
Okay. What else you got?
Clearly, more Billy Joel songs.
All right. I got two things. Number one.
Okay.
I threw out there a ridiculous hot take this morning. Would you put it past Rodgers to announce where he's going when the Packers are on the clock from Green Bay next week?
Yeah, he's not going to do that.
That's not what I asked you.
Jason thinks he is. I would disagree with
Jason.
No,
I don't think he is. I don't know who can't stand Rodgers more, you or Josh DiMaggio, producer of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. You guys, you want to believe the worst in him at every
time. Let me tell you something. Ryan Clark is at the top of the list of who can't stand Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
He sued the organization of the Steelers today for saying, why would they let him do this? Which I was shocked by. But
well,
Evan is second.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
If this many people have such disdain for someone, whether it's fair or not, at any point, should that person look in the mirror?
Yes. No doubt he should. You'll get no argument on that from me.
And, by the way, I don't think he's a bad person. I think he's... How do I describe this?
You're hedging here. Evan, just say what you think. You don't like him. You don't like him.
I'm not a fan. No. Is that like a bold statement?
Okay, well then just say you don't like him. Don't try to hedge it like Will D. Just say I don't like him.
His sense of self seems crazy off to what, like the way he sees himself to the way the world sees him seems so different to me. And his lack, and the other thing is, by the way, with him, I have never seen an athlete for the first decade of their career have so many people, media, and fans biased in his favor more than Rodgers had. He was the darling. He hates the media so much now and hates some of these fans. They loved him for the first decade of his career. They didn't hate the men. That's just, let's be honest on that. Next thing. Do you know, and you probably didn't, don't know this, but maybe you do. Do you know that during Get Up today on ESPN, they took a live shot of our show because Greeny thought my outfit was so bad that he went live to our show today?
What were you wearing that was so bad?
So I have this pink T-shirt on and this like white cream-colored like bomber jacket that's, what is this, like material? I don't even know what the material
sounds
is
like a Miami Vice vibe.
Correct. Exactly. That is exactly what it was accused of being. And so they played a clip because Canty was talking about the Giants. And I guess in the midst of the clip, Greeny stops it and says, does anyone see what Evan Cohen is wearing and how terrible that is? And then they took a live shot of that. Fascinating. That's the second thing. The third thing I had for you. Okay? This doesn't necessarily directly impact the Packers, but maybe it could. I think this Derek Carr situation with the Saints is one of the weirdest things I've seen in a long time in the NFL. Do you know that Adam Schefter has not reported on it? Jeff Darlington has not reported on it. Dan Graziano has not reported on it. Jeremy Fowler has not reported on it. No ESPN NFL insider has reported on what is going on with Derek Carr, and no one seems to understand why this is happening. Is there an injury? Could that be a Rodgers destination? Will it majorly impact the draft in Green Bay next week? Jason, it is to me weird when Adam and Jeff come on our show and say this situation, in their words exactly, is peculiar. Guys like you don't use that word when reporting.
It's a good word, though.
Keep it in mind. It is, but it's weird. No one knows what's going on with this.
The reporting came from the NFL Network originally, did it not?
Yes, but all it was that he may have a shoulder injury that could keep him out. Well, what does that mean? Why do you restructure a contract of a guy that is hurt and that won't play versus trying to figure out a way out of it altogether? I'm just saying, when we arrive in Green Bay next week and the entire world is watching the great state of Wisconsin, I think the New Orleans Saints may play a factor on draft night. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I know this, and I saw this. I'm not sure who posted it, but I saw something about the Giants having an additional workout for Shedeur Sanders.
Jeffy did.
Right, and then the GM of the Jets, our Mike Tannenbaum, who said this only happens when there's significant difference of opinion in the room.
Yep.
Or there's new information. My theory
was...
By
the way, new information on Abdul Carter could be too, though.
Well, my theory...
Right?
What about... Let me run this by you, and then we'll let you go. What if it's...
Okay.
We know that the Saints now have a quarterback problem. We don't really like Shedeur Sanders, but we want them to think we like Shedeur Sanders, so they'll come up and get Shedeur Sanders, and we can get a load of draft picks because our team stinks and we are rebuilding.
I think that is very fair. You would know better than I would. Do teams waste money and resources on in-person visits just to make that happen?
When you're the third overall pick, you might, yes. And you're trying to drum up interest in a trade. I think you might. So
we just had a very interesting conversation about the NFL, and I think Tausch had the no-talking rule that he wants to implement. So that was good.
That's because he already wanted this segment to be over 10 minutes
ago. I just don't understand, Evco, how you can – you have this disdain for Aaron Rodgers, but you won't just come out and say it.
I said it 20 different times. What are you talking about?
No, you didn't. You're hedging.
I'm not a fan.
There you go.
And you know what?
You don't like him.
I am a fan.
You don't like
him. I am a fan. I am a fan of so many of the people he's not a fan of. For example, on this show, how many times, and I've never spoken to this man, how many times have I come on the air and praised Mike McCarthy? How many times? A million. I think that guy is so underrated.
You're a big Mike fan.
Yeah. Big Mike fan.
Okay. You were part of the Sean Payton branding is a better brander than Mike, and yeah, you happen.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Okay.
So, just saying. All right, I got to go. I have a radio hit in Louisiana right now.
Good luck with that.
Thanks. Appreciate it, guys. See you next week.
That is Evan. So wait, so now he's late for another appearance after we were getting him out early, and then he had to go through the topics we didn't get to with him?
I don't know exactly what his deal was today. He's
squirrely.
Always combative.
A little squirrely.
But today he was, like, extra combative. I don't know what exactly – I don't know if he's all juiced up because Mike Greenberg called him out on his show, and he's all, like, extra
Miami
giddy
Vice
today,
outfit.
Whatever it is, kudos to Evan. I don't know where his head's at, but – away he goes.
Kudos to Evan, and kudos to you for putting together this woof woof ugly bathroom shower contest with our friends at Kohler Services.
Yeah, and if you think you have a ugly shower, one of the ugliest showers in Wisconsin, you can get a new one. Upload a photo to goodkarmabrands.com/Wisconsin contest. For a chance to win a free shower remodel. You heard me correctly. One lucky fan is going to get a free shower remodel from Kohler Services, including a design consultation, demolition and removal of your existing shower or bath, and an installation of a brand new Kohler Lugstone shower. That is one heck of a deal, and it's simple to enter. All you have to do, upload that photo by April 30th to goodkarmabrands.com/Wisconsin contest. For your chance to win a brand spanking new Kohler Lugstone shower.
What's that website again?
GoodKarmaBrands.com/Wisconsin contest.
GoodKarmaBrands.com/Wisconsin contests to enter.
You could actually, you know, it's even easier with this new app we got.
You can do it in the app?
You can click on the app, ESPN Wisconsin, the new ESPN Wisconsin app. It's
okay.
Awesome. I looked at it all day yesterday. And there's a tab.
That puts your numbers up pretty high for how much phone you use.
There is a tab on the bottom with contests. You click on it, and it will send you right to the Get a New Shower from Kohler right there on the app. So
nice.
That's the easiest way to do it.
Convenience. Also convenient, we still have one segment left in the 10 o'clock hour after we almost ended our time with Evan at 9:49. So stick around. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead.
I tried.
All right, I want to get to your responses. I'm going to get the poll question finally in the field, too, because I was transfixed with the back and forth between old T and Evco. But I want to get some feedback on Tausch's idea, especially if you think this is a terrible idea. Not because I don't want you to agree with Tausch, but because I think overwhelmingly the response to his idea has been positive. So Tausch likes it, correct me if I'm wrong,
when you poke holes in his ideas.
I do.
Because he wants you to challenge him, and then he's going to tell you, well, no, here's why that's not a hole that you think it is. So
Correct. We
know that staying connected with your family, especially if there's an emergency or if you're a helicopter parent like me, that's a problem. The idea of capturing the moment of a milestone game of my first Packers game at Lambeau Field or my first trip to Lambeau Field as a visiting fan or whatever it is. Also, that could be a factor. Do you have to notify all the fans from the visiting team that it's a no cell phone game? Because Lord knows with the secondary market, since tickets are so expensive, there's more and more visiting fans who come to games. That one's for you, Mark Murphy. So there are some holes to be poked at and picked at. Not necessarily big enough to say, no, this is a bad idea. But I do want to see if there's anybody that comes up with a, hey, wait a minute, what about this? This could be a problem for this idea.
It should be all right if they brought a pager in.
And then you'd have to go to the payphone to call the person who has paged you?
Yeah.
I don't know. You're the one who makes the rules
here. They could page you and say, emergency, we need you home.
Yeah, but I don't see, like, are there going to be people that have existing pagers, or are you going to revitalize the pager industry? Like, Doc McKenzie still has a pager. Like, if I have a question for him, I page him, and then he calls me. But I feel like the pager has gone the way of the White Buffalo, which may or may not be
making a
comeback.
Well, the White Buffalo's making a comeback.
I understand.
Yes, they are.
So could you revitalize the pager industry with your idea for the game that everyone will go out and get a pager?
You call your new buddy from Verizon and see if he's got something like that.
Andy Brady.
He's tailor-made for that.
I call my buddy from TaylorMade, too, and ask him about his trip to Augusta. All right, before we get to this, again, 844-770-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. That'll happen at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. But before we can get to any of that, what if you didn't have any Coors Light at a game? Then you wouldn't be
that's
going.
That's crazy talk.
Then you're not showing up.
Coors Light brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it's cold packaged, so it's made to chill. And make sure those mountains are blue. That's when you know Coors Light's bottles and cans are chilled to perfection. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
844-770-3776. That's the Carbless Talk and Text line. Are you in or are you out on Tausch's idea of a cell phoneless game at Lambeau Field? Then we'll get into some of the draft discussion as the draft is 9 days away at Lambeau Field. That all starts in the 10 o'clock hour, which gets underway very late in 2 minutes. So stick around.